Oh my gosh, yeah. So I'm trying this thing where like I chit chat a little before I play like a little intro for my podcast. So I want to say to everybody, welcome back if you listened to my last episode that I put out. And if you're new, hello, I'm Day. I'm 19. I'm from Philly and I do this podcast called 1-800 Sessions because it's basically for young adults, teenagers, yada yada, you know, talk about mental health, other issues, other topics that might be around that aspect, you know, like not necessarily mental health, but like just in general that's like geared toward that age group. So today's episode, as you can tell by the title, it's about consistency and what it means to be consistent. And I feel like it's very important because a lot of y'all that I'm seeing, well, a lot of people that I'm seeing are basically about to graduate high school. Congrats to class of 2022. I saw that a lot of y'all carried for prom, but I do want to say class 21 and class 2020, we did it better. That's all I'm gonna say. But not for real though. Like, I'm proud of everybody that's graduating and stuff. Next month makes like a year since I graduated high school, which is like crazy because like a lot of people that I know, like everybody that's in the same class as me graduating stuff, it's like we all just started college and now we about to be sophomores. That's crazy. Your first year of college will go by fast. But I want to talk about consistency, especially if you're going to college. Like, being consistent is so important. Being consistent with yourself, being consistent with your goals, just being consistent in life, it gets you so far. So I feel like that's going to be something good for us to talk about and to touch on. So I really hope y'all enjoyed this episode. And without further ado, let's get into it. What is up, beautiful people, on this morning, evening, or night, or wherever you are on the spectrum? Welcome to 1-800 Sessions. This is not just a podcast, it's more so like a hotline where I get to reach out to you and talk to you on a one-on-one personal, deeper level. I'm going to talk about mental health and just other things that comes with being a young adult and teenager. Feel free to hit me up anytime with any questions, comments, concerns. Also, the episodes will be bi-weekly, so I really hope you enjoy this. I'm your host, Dejana Alston, and thank you for choosing 1-800 Sessions. Let's get into it. Hey y'all, so like I said before, today's episode is about consistency, and I just feel like it's something really important that I just wanted to touch on, wanted to talk about. The next episode also I want to say is gonna be about college, and just different things. So I might do an Instagram poll for that, so just be on the lookout if you care. But I wanted to talk about what it means to be consistent, how to be consistent, and why you should be consistent, especially at such a young age now. Like, don't wait until you're, you know, older and, like, there's not much, you know, time left. Not to say, like, when you're old, like, you know, you die and stuff, but, like, yikes. Anyways, that was a complete sidebar. Intrusive thoughts, one with that one. But, like, seriously, though, like, don't wait till the last minute to be consistent. Like, obviously, start now, make that change, and do what you have to do. Like, be on your shit now. So, I just want to say that, like, a lot has changed with myself since I started podcasting. Like, I think episode I did before this one, I think I said I was, like, what, 17? I think when I was looking back at it, the very first episode, I said I was 16. So, I must have been 16 turning 17. But from 16 to 19, that's 3 years. Definitely a lot can happen in 3 years. And I feel like a lot has changed with me. So, like, I want to acknowledge and incorporate those different things, like, within those 3 years. And also just in the present, it's my podcast. So, that's why I chose consistency for this one. And I think, like, for me, what made me want to do this episode is, like, the biggest thing for me right now is, like, achieving my goals, staying grounded in my passions, even coming back to ones that I lost, like my podcast. Because, like, even though before, like, nobody really listened, like, I don't really care now if nobody listens. Like, that was my whole thing, like, why I stopped. Because everybody always be like, oh, like, why'd you stop? Like, nobody listened. And I was disappointed about it. But now it's like, when I do it, it's just something that I love. Like, when you put love into something, whether it be yourself or something you're passionate about, like, I think it really speaks for itself. And, like, even if people don't notice right away, they do eventually. Like, you just got to put love into things and be committed to them. Because if people see, like, oh, they're committed to it, like, you know, why are they committed to it? They might want to find out, like, what's up with it? So, you know, it's just different stuff like that. So I was like, I might as well just start doing it. And it just helps me because, like, it's just a hobby of mine. But it's also something I'm, like, passionate about, like, talking about this type of stuff. So, yeah, it literally doesn't matter to me if anybody doesn't support or, like, they don't listen. It's just something for me to do, something that I can put out there. And even, like, with certain people give me feedback, it really makes my day. Like, it makes my day. But basically for this episode, I did bring back surveys because that is one of my favorite part about doing podcasts, getting other people's point of view and perspective. And specifically, I did want to talk to those with a small business, passion, or a hustle that they're proud of. And I told myself, well, you're probably asking yourself, like, why these groups of people? And, like, for me, when I see people that do have a small business or something that they're passionate about or just doing certain things, like, but being consistent and also just, like, having something that you're passionate about, it doesn't always have to present itself as a business. It can present itself with you. Like, for example, Rue, her, like, if you watch Euphoria, her not doing drugs, she looked healthy. Like, we also had an episode where Cassie went up on stage and tried to beat that girl's ass. Rue looked happy in the crowd. You could see it, but basically, consistency and stuff, it's not about just having a business, but I also want to touch on people who do have a hustle or, like, they're putting work into yourself, even with mental health stuff, because I know dealing with mental health, and even in college, it's not easy, like, it's not. But, these people, I chose them because, like, well, yeah, but also, like, they stay consistent, and they're trying to build what they're doing into something more, and, like, it's definitely okay to learn from each other and, like, hear other people's stories. So, without further ado, let's kick this bad boy off. Gosh, y'all, I had to remind myself to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. A random number just called me. And I tell you, spam number people, please count your days, please. It's so annoying because it's just like, it's so annoying. I hate when spam numbers call me. Anyways, that's besides the point. First, I want to talk about consistency and myself and, like, why I would bring it to y'all attention, let alone make it important. And just, like, give y'all insight on what it does for me and how it definitely shapes you as a person. So, like I said, with being consistent, do not limit it to people you see with a successful business. Because consistency is more than just having business profits and a customer base to show for it. It's more than those Instagram boutique pages. It's more than having a large following for that. It's more than having people model your clothes, all that other stuff, and having something to show for it, you know? Like I said, I'm always going to give my flowers and my props to people that do have a small business, that do have something going for them as such. Like, you know, working for yourself, that's the best thing you can do in this world. Even if you're a teenager working a job, and take this from me because I learned it the hard way, it does not matter if you are the hardest worker at a job, especially as a teenager. The moment you quit, they're going to find somebody else. Do not overwork yourself at these jobs as a teenager, especially the ones that don't even pay you over $10. Please do not. It's not worth it, I promise you. It's really not. Even going to the bathroom, take 10-minute bathroom breaks if you need to. Like, do not overwork yourselves for these jobs, especially as a teenager, because it's so much more to life. Obviously, I'm not saying be a bum and don't do work. I'm not saying that. But also, these jobs that you work as a teenager, it's not worth burning yourself out over. I've seen it happen to other people. Me personally, I don't believe in having that hustle mindset where, like, it's unhealthy hustling. That's what I mean by that. I'm not saying be a bum. I don't believe in being a bum. I don't promote being a bum. I'm just saying don't overwork yourself for these companies and these people that do not give a fuck about you. And that's the most blunt way I can put it. But I just want to say don't limit consistency to people you see with a business. Like I said, I give my flowers and my props to people that do that stuff. Because I know it's a lot of hard work that goes into it. It's a lot of promoting you have to do. It's a lot of research you have to do. It's a lot of branding you have to do. It's a lot that comes with it. It's the product you have to buy. Everything else, you have to manage your customer base. Even if you're doing it by yourself, you have to answer emails. Like, it's a lot if you don't have people doing it with you. So I applaud people that do it by themselves. And people that are doing it on a team. Like, I applaud people for that. But I just want to say, even if you don't have a small business, don't limit consistency. I thought I was about to burp. My God. Don't limit consistency to that. Like, I think being on TikTok, I've seen people that have small businesses. And, like, don't get me wrong. People be putting me on with their products on TikTok. Like, I be wanting to buy it and stuff and everything. Because it's like, yeah, like, you know, it's supporting other people. Especially if it's somebody black. Like, I'm always going to support black. But now if you asking $50 for a durag, that's crazy. Like, sometimes it's like no. But, like, seriously though, like, I always support black businesses if I see one, if it's a product I really like, lash companies, all the other stuff. But now I'm getting off topic. Anyways though, consistency can be you getting up every day when your depression has been kicking your ass for damn near 2 months. Consistency is you eating a meal when you felt like you know, like, say if you have bulimia or something, or like you're, please don't hate me because I don't even know if I'm mixing two up. I know with anorexia, it's just not eating, you know, just, you know, you're not having healthy eating habits. Even if you ate for the first time in a week, that is starting to be consistent. Even if you've gotten to eating three meals a day, that's consistent, you know. It's the little things that matter. I think with being consistent, it's mostly something that benefits you. That's how I would describe consistency. It's doing things, behaviors, even certain things, but like not having toxic people around you. That's being consistent with keeping your vibe right. Like, it's a bunch of ways you can be consistent. Even in college, something as simple as going to class, because I know, and I can speak for a lot of us when I say a lot of days we don't want to go to class. As a college student, you have days where you just don't want to go. You don't have that motivation. You're like, man, I don't want to go. I'm not going to miss anything, you know. I don't get that luxury when it comes to math class, though. I'm not even going to hold y'all. I go to every single one of my math classes because math is not my best subject, but I'm doing so well in it, which I'm so proud of myself. And even if you're doing good in the class right now, round of applause for y'all. But, like, consistency is so much more. Consistency could even being not necessarily, like, not letting yourself, you know, like, it's just different stuff. I don't even know where I was going with that last thought, but it's a lot of different stuff you can do with being consistent, even with saving money. Tell yourself, I want to save $50 each month. And you start doing that each month, you know, like, it's consistency. Even getting certain amounts of sleep, if you haven't been sleeping because whether it's you've been sad or like you just don't feel like different things you can do with being consistent. It doesn't always have to be something positive. It could be something negative too. Like, say somebody just talks shit about you every day, and then you just tell yourself, like, I'm not gonna take this shit no more. You just start beating them up, you know? I don't promote violence, definitely don't. But, like, consistency. I'm just trying to give you guys as many examples as possible. Consistency, even you don't even gotta do it every day, but if you do it often enough, a little bit goes a very, very long way. But, like, with me, because this is, you know, I haven't talked about myself. With me, I want to say with consistency, it would be for me like just sticking to your goals, your morals, your value, constantly putting in the work over time to benefit yourself. Like I said, and like in life, while it's important to, you know, show up for people, showing up for yourself is like the most important thing you can do, because I always say nobody else is going to have your back. Be there for you, support you, be your biggest cheerleader for you, because it could be the whole world against you, but guess what? You could still be 10 toes down for yourself. So always be your biggest cheerleader, biggest support. With consistency, I feel like a few things I've been doing have definitely been consistent, I want to say. I remember for a while. And like this isn't, I don't know if it's TMI or not, but like I started birth control. My friends, if you personally know me, I really don't like to share my business, but like this is just like it's an example, so take it or leave it. But I started birth control, and like after that, I realized I was really emotional every day, and that just became a consistent thing. I was very emotional. I was very sad. I had some thoughts that were not healthy. I won't share those are going to death, but they definitely weren't healthy. And it was a point where I was like, I need to, you know, go talk to somebody about this because I don't want it to get worse. And I think that just transpired into me falling into this like depression. And like with depression, people think it's a one and done thing where after you go to counseling, you're good. And, you know, it comes and it goes. Definitely when you have things like holidays, it definitely hits home, it hits hard. Certain times of the year, it may hit hard for me. Even my mom's birthday is coming up this month. It's different for me. Some years I'm fine, some years I'm just like I'm a mess, you know. But with being consistent and everything, I definitely told myself I don't always want to be sad. So I just told myself, you got to get this degree, you got to get your shit done, you got to get your work done. As hard as it is some days to get up and being a person is exhausting. Like getting in the shower is exhausting, talking to people is exhausting, just showing up and being there, going to class, different things. And it's not even just being lazy, because some people could say, well, you know, you can't always just be in bed. Like, you just want to be in bed, you want to be lazy. No. With depression, it's those thoughts in your head telling you you're not going to do shit. You know, you're always going to be here. Look at where you're at now. Like, you can't let the intrusive thoughts win. But basically, from that, I just want to say, like, when I started just doing different things, like, maybe working out in my room, or like going to the gym in my dorm building, or even just like talking to people about how I feel. For a minute, I felt like I couldn't be vulnerable with people. And it's really hard with talking about feelings and stuff when you've been shut down a lot. So just being consistent with trying to be better with yourself, like, that's how it's worked for me. Even my podcast, trying to be consistent. I told myself I was going to upload this at 7, but it's now 7:57. Obviously, life happens, but, like, it's getting uploaded today. I remember before I would tell myself I was uploading a podcast and just want to get uploaded. So now I'm just trying to think where, like, with accountability, I want to say also, like, you have to hold yourself accountable. You have to tell yourself you have to do X, Y, and Z. Even if you don't get it done that day, that minute, it still needs to get done. Things still have to get done. And, you know, I want to be successful. Because, like, my biggest fear in life, I want to say, would be not being successful. So that is how consistency has worked for me and, like, what it's done for me. So now I want to move on to my favorite part of this, which is the surveys. And I basically, like, ask questions to different people, their views on consistency, you know, how things are going with them, their passions, their interests, all that other stuff. And we're going to talk about it. So let's get into it. All right. So for the questions in total, it was 7. And for each one, for this podcast, just to make it easier for me, I'm just going to break down each one, but it's all going to be one little join. So for the first question, and I told everybody, like, answer truthfully, honestly, all that stuff. I said, in your own words, what does consistency and ambition mean to you? And more importantly, how would you apply them to yourself? Even though it was 3 people, I just want to say, I don't know if I responded to, oh my gosh, I lose a bracelet? That's so random. I think I lost a bracelet, y'all. Oh well. You know, F it, we ball. Basically, I want to say 3 people that I did interview, I feel as though your answers were very insightful, because I don't know if I gave them feedback or not, because when I did the questions, I had the intention of, you know, getting through it, of course, but obviously, I like to go back and look at it and really, like, give real feedback and, like, talk about, you know, like, oh, like, that was really interesting that you brought that up, but I really do appreciate the people that do agree to do the surveys and everything. Like, it really does mean a lot, because you don't have to, but you do, and, like, even hearing, like, people's different backgrounds or, like, their different things and, like, what they're, like, it's really interesting when you're able to look at yourself and, like, look outside yourself, basically, and look at other people. So I really appreciate it. But basically, more importantly, how would you apply consistency and ambition to yourself, and, like, how would you describe it? For consistency, a lot of them would say, well, one of them said, you know, like, what helps you move forward throughout the day. Another person said, whatever is pushing you to keep doing what you're doing, you're not stopping. And somebody else said, it's, like, helps you to keep track of what you're doing and how much you're doing it. Like I said, consistency is really just keep doing what you're doing to get you to that point that you want to be at. And, you know, even with being at that point that you're at, I want to say, don't ever get comfortable. When you get comfortable, there's no room for growth. I think for a while before I came to college, I was comfortable. I was doing the same things I was doing. I would want different outcomes, but I would still mess with the same toxic people. I would still do the same habits and stuff. And like I said, I think in a previous episode, with self-love and having this journey of having a relationship with yourself, working on yourself, it never stops. It's not a destination. And not even just limited to self-love, even just with yourself and working on yourself and working towards what you're doing, there's not a set destination. If you want to have a set destination, I mean, that's fine. If there's a goal that you really want to reach, and, like, when you reach that goal, you're done, that's it. Round of another freaking applause, you know? I'm never going to knock anybody for that. But I also like to say, don't get comfortable. When you're comfortable, there's no room for you to grow. I think with coming to college, it's made me realize I really do have to get out of my comfort zone. I really have to stop being shy, because I feel like with being shy, you do ruin opportunities. And, you know, you really got to put yourself out there, even if you don't want to, even if you think, oh, people are going to hate it. Who told you they were going to hate it? And, you know, when people, like, you know, it's like, who told you those things? Don't, you know, doubt yourself. Do not limit yourself. Step outside your comfort zone. And definitely don't be comfortable. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stay in that place of comfort. Keep going. Because when you stay comfortable, you don't really get to, you know, see what there is out there to see. You don't really get to expand yourself and expand what is going on in your life. You don't get to expand your horizon. So don't be comfortable and definitely keep doing what you're doing. And with ambition, I think, not even I think, what am I talking about? I know somebody said ambition is, making, like, having that drive of doing something, just doing it because it's like, something that's helping you to move forward and like being ambitious, even like with surroundings. And they mentioned that they live in Philly. And obviously in Philly, definitely not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, definitely not Jersey Shore, it's definitely not LA. Like, Philly is not the safest place to be. Are there a lot of people trying to do big things in Philly? Yes, and I applaud them. If anybody gets the chance to get out of Philly, take it. Don't spend your whole life here. I mean, if you want to, that's fine. Like, if you like it, I love it, but don't spend your whole life in Philly. Definitely get out and travel. I feel like with traveling, I was able to see more outside of Philly, and it made me think, I don't want to live here for life. Then someone also said, ambition is doing something that you love, singing, dancing, teaching, like it's something that you love no matter what, and that is what they consider ambition to be. And also someone else said, with ambition it's seeing your results through till they happen. So ambition and consistency, and why I ask both of them, like of both, like what they think of them, is because with consistency is doing something every day. Not even just every day. What am I talking about? Doing something constantly is what I want to say. And I chose ambition for this because with ambition, in order to do something constantly, you have to want to. It's like being in a relationship. I will want someone to be with me because they want to. I want love to feel like it is choice. That is what love should be like. It's choosing to do something. And aside from that, you can relate that to what you're doing in life, your goals, your career, what you want to do, Ambition is wanting to see it through. Having something that you love so much or you're passionate about that you're choosing to do that. Ambition is choice, consistency is will. And they both definitely go hand in hand. So that is the first question. So let's move on to the next. All right, for the next question, I thought the responses were very thoughtful. So I'm going to go through each one of them separately because I'm just, yeah, that's just me. So it says, when it comes to goals and what you aspire to do, what keeps you going? In other words, what motivates you? And obviously, this questionnaire is anonymous, so obviously I'm not saying names, but I really enjoy these answers, guys. So first person said, the things that motivates me is, but I can't even talk. The thing that motivates me the most is first my parents. In my opinion, they sacrificed so much. They left Senegal, a country located in West Africa, to start a family in Philly, which to me is the ultimate sacrifice because they left everything they knew behind to make sure me and my siblings had an education that would put us in an advantage for life. And honestly, when I hear about stories like that, and being that I do know people that go to my school and also just friends who are from Africa or have, came from different countries and everything, come to my school or come to Philly or like the United States, whatever you want to call it. When they talk about their parents, it's really inspiring because when you have like your family and like your parents, I feel as though there are, some people who do have parents that, are just like, we don't always get blessed with having, a not toxic family or like having the best family, but like family is child. Anyways, well, all I'm gonna say is I don't want to be negative, but with family, when you have one that loves you and really cares about you, especially your parents, especially parents who come from different countries, I feel like it really is heartwarming to see that they're willing to make this sacrifice for their kids. And then hearing their kids talk about how they made the sacrifice and how they really want that to be their biggest motivation to give back to their parents or do good for their parents and make them proud. It's honestly heartwarming because your parents are probably your biggest motivators. They always wanted the best for you since you were a kid, so you really want the best for them as you're getting older. You want to be able to do nice things for them. You want to be able to show them, like, hey, mom, dad, I did it. So it's just different things like that. So I thought that was like really sweet. It was really thoughtful. So for the next person, they said, for anything that I really do, my biggest motivator is always my mom. Because in the end, she really always wants what's best for me. My mother has always been there for me at my highest and my lowest, even being there for me at times I messed up. And she has always helped me to stay happy through hard times and motivated me through hard times. She's my biggest motivator. Definitely with mothers, my mom, she definitely was someone that I can say I get my being independent from. I think with moms and just with women in general, I think women are the biggest hustlers, you know? And nobody else can change my mind at the moment, but definitely if you see a girl and she has a boyfriend, trust me, girls are the biggest hustlers. They would do whatever they gotta do to get their boyfriend, which like I know because I have a big heart. Like when I'm in a relationship, I obviously like to spoil the person, whatever, but also just with women in general, because why do we always have to spoil a man, JK? Because let a man with a podcast here or there, he's gonna start coming for me, be like, she's not a high value woman. Yep. Anyways, men with podcasts scare me though. Like, all jokes aside, a man with a podcast falling to my knees in the nearest. Yeah. But moms and women, I definitely want to say, are the biggest hustlers I've seen. Definitely, moms are always there. My mom, she definitely was someone I can say I get a lot of my traits from. She's definitely someone that has definitely made me want to like do better and do good in school. Even when I have days I don't feel like I'm doing my best, I tell myself, with everything I've done and with all I've achieved and where I'm at now, I think even my younger self, along with my mom, would be proud of me because I'm here at this point, you know? And like I said, you don't ever want to be comfortable because obviously I want to do more, I want to achieve more. But I think being that I did something up until now, you know, I'm trying to make something of myself and be as independent as her. And she really showed me that, like, you really don't need a man, that you need to be what a man needs. You need to, you know, she showed me how to really be an independent woman because I watched her be independent growing up a lot. And, you know, it made me want to be independent. But I think having your mom be there and your mom wanting the best for you, I think that's a lot of moms, you know? So I thought that was really sweet. The next one. It says, my biggest motivation is having the mindset of me being something. Felt that. Like, I don't want to have a job like a police officer. F12. Sorry. Intrusive thoughts one again. Or accountant. Not knocking anybody's job or their hustle. There's nothing wrong with having those types of jobs. But my biggest motivation is to do something no one in my family has done yet. And that's to make $1 million. Love to see it. Which sounds cocky and a little over my head. But at the end of the day, you only live once. F it, we ball. My biggest motivators right now are people I see that I'm. People I see doing what I'm trying to do, so I would probably say the bull with the humble company, along with my folks, I see them doing things that take a lot out of them. And I think to myself, I just want to help them buy a house or buy their first car, no matter the stress or anger they put me through as a kid or anything like that. So, with all of these answers, it's definitely family oriented. I want to say, you know, regardless, like, family and having people that you want to do something for, whether it even be your friends, because my friends, I damn near consider them family. Like my one friend, she's definitely like a sister to me. I love her to death. I met her at school. Like family and just having people in your corner that you know support you. And I know I said, you know, you're always going to be your biggest supporter, but it is so nice to not have to be independent and not have to feel like you're alone in this world. Because the worst feeling, it's one of the worst feelings I want to say, is feeling alone, feeling like there's nobody really there, but you still have to keep going. But also, it's like nice to say that these are my people, these are people I want to make a difference for, these are people that motivate me and make me want to do better. So, it's really nice to say, like, you know, you have family, you have people that support you, and everything else. Like, it makes a huge difference. And even with the person that said they want to be a millionaire, I really hope they do that. Like, everybody should strive to be the first millionaire in their families. If not, if you're going to be the first in your family going to college, like, random motherfucking applause to you. Like, being the first in your family to do something, even if it's not making $1 million. And, like I said, even if you're not having a regular job, like, working for yourself, like, all of it is an accomplishment. And all of it is just, like, really well said. So, yeah. All right, y'all. So, for my next question is. Well, it was. Are there times that you feel like giving up? And if you're not seeing progress and results, how does it make you feel? Now, two of the people were clothing designers, I believe. I like both of their work. I think it's pretty cool. It's better than most people's I've seen because I do give credit where it's due. I'm not a hater. SoundCloud, however, that's different. Like, if it's. I don't encourage fake dreams with SoundCloud babes. I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, it takes a lot for me to tell somebody, like, I really like your music. Because you can make lyrics and stuff and make it sound nice and have a good beat. But if it's not good, I'm gonna let you know it's not good. Now, I feel like the answers kind of vary, but we're similar in a sense. One person said if they feel like giving up, they just take a break from everything, which is okay. Like I said, I don't believe in that hustling till you die mindset. I don't believe hustling until you burn yourself out, you know? If you feel like you have to take a break, of course, take a break. Breaks are healthy, even mental health breaks, take those. But don't stop. Like, breaks, yes, but don't stop. Because when you stop, you halt that progress that you're supposed to be making for yourself, you know? And by the time you wish you would start again, you probably could have had a bunch of results. You probably could have made a bunch of progress and everything. And another person also brought up the point of if they don't see, like, results, like, if they didn't see results in, like, a day or, like, three, then they would want to give up. But then they also learned the concept of being patient and that you have to hustle and put patience and time into this. And I think that's really important. When it comes to consistency and when it comes to doing what you want to do and making that dream become a reality, patience is definitely key. I think in life, having patience is something that's definitely important. I also believe in that you wouldn't be given something and given the opportunity unless you were truly ready for it. A lot of things that I feel like I have going for myself, I really had to be patient for. I really had to, you know, just let time do its thing and, like, let stuff play out how it was going to play out. Like, if you try to rush things, you're going to rush and you might not get the results you want. So patience is definitely key. And just with consistency and progress, like, you really have to give it time, you know. You might not see results overnight, you know. Unless you're dealing with somebody toxic, you know, your skin might brighten up overnight if you let them go. It just might, I'm just saying. You know, summer's around the corner. It's like, no, let me stop. But all I'm saying is definitely have patience. Definitely take your time with your craft, you know, perfect your craft. And, yeah, and then another person said they feel as though they're doing something wrong, but it was that thing of not wanting to ask for help if they were doing something wrong. But also, it's okay to ask for help. And they said they realized that. And, like, take everything as a lesson and not to dwell on it, you know. When we do have setbacks, it's really about how you deal with those setbacks. And even with lessons in life, it's really how you deal with those. There's two types of people with dealing with setbacks in life and lessons. And I've seen it firsthand. There's people that let it stop them and they feel like it is, you know, in the moment it may feel like the end of the world. But there's also those people that keep going and they take it as a lesson, you know. We all not God's strongest soldier, but, like, you still got to keep going, you know. We all don't need character development, but we still got to keep going, you know. I'm damn near overdeveloped. But, like, all I'm saying is, damn, what was I about to say? See, that's what my brain be doing sometimes. I be trying to get all my thoughts out, and then I forget. And it makes me feel like somebody's hitting a backspace bar in my head, if that makes sense. But all in all, when it comes to lessons and dealing with them, you really got to just take a lot of shit to the chin, which is what one person said. And really just not dwell in what went wrong. You really have to learn from those mistakes, because they said the more mistakes you make, the more you can learn from it. And I think that's what a lot, like, all of the people I interviewed had in common. It was a thing with mistakes. Like, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to fuck up. We're young. You're gonna fuck up. You're not gonna get it right the first time. But as long as you try and you learn from that, you don't dwell in it, I think at the end of the day, you're gonna be okay. It's okay to not always get it right the first time. It's okay to be patient with things. It's okay if things you don't always see progress as soon as you do something. It's the fact that you do it and you can say that you did it. Because go through life saying, I did that, and saying, I wish I would have did that. Go through life saying, I mean, I was scared and, you know, it didn't work out, but I did it. Don't go through life saying, I wish I would have did it. Because you never know what is going to happen at all. So just hope for the best and try. All right, y'all, for the next question, it says, how would you compare where you started versus where you are now? One person was saying how they really expected a lot from themselves, so they don't feel as though they really made that much progress. But also, like, they're a little bit satisfied, but they still feel like they have a lot of work to do. And, like, even with consistency and progress and, like, what you're doing and what you have going for yourself, it's always important to remember not to be so hard on yourself, not to feel like you're not doing enough. Because doing something, even if it's not doing a lot, at least you're doing something. At least you're making something happen. At least you're making a move. Like, that's how I see it personally, because, like, I don't believe in that Well, I am hard on myself sometimes. I can't lie. I do have the days where I criticize myself more than I congratulate myself. But the fact that there is little progress, even if it's not a lot, I think doing little things over time, it really does add up. So you can look back and be like, even though it's a little bit, I did that shit. And I'm proud of it. And then, you know, it was a lot of responses of like learning from things and like that need to be mature to be where you are now. So yeah, I think it just says a lot, you know. Like, I can't really speak on it. Kind of losing my train of thought here. That's so ghetto. Please, only me will lose my train of thought during my podcast. But like I said, I think it just speaks for yourself what you think your progress is, because progress and like where you started versus where you are now, like how you compare it, it's really subjective. It's really how you see it. You could have did a lot, and you could probably be looking at it like, I didn't do shit. And then some people could did a little bit and be like, at least I did it. Like, it's really subjective how you see it. So I can't really speak on that, but I will say, like, any progress is progress, and that is what matters. All right, everyone, we are on the fifth question, and it says, when it comes to support, would you say it's usually the people who you know support you, or it's the people you barely know who support you more? And I asked this question because I've seen it with a lot of people. They'll make posts about how, like, it'll be people that don't know you that support you more than people that know you, or it could be vice versa. Or a post where it's like, oh, like, y'all post about Dirk's new album, but you won't post your friend's clothing stuff. Like, different things. There's different sides to the argument, whatever you want to call it. But I thought it would be an interesting question asked and just get other people's thoughts. Oh my goodness. One person said it definitely comes from both. Another said that it is from friends and family. But like, even with people they know, it's like they'll say they like their clothing and then not really, you know, buy or like support it. Sorry. Not me burping. That's so ghetto. Please. And then I thought the last response was interesting because it had the whole thing to do with a lot of people supporting their ideas compared to like their family, and like how their family is so rooted in them, like going to college, getting a job and everything else. And like, for them, it's like, unless you're able to break away from that, then you're still going to be rooted in those same ideas as them and having no choice but to fall into that. And then also like, having a good feeling of knowing like there's other stuff that they want to do. I think they mentioned like investing that they wanted to do. Like, knowing there's other things that they want to do or can do outside of what their parents want them to do. And here's what I'll say about this and college and if your family, you know, because I know a lot of people's families can be crazy when it comes to college and how everything is. I just want to say that when it comes to college, you don't have to go to college to be successful. You don't have to go to college to make something of yourself. Even if you go to a community college, even if you go to a private public university, you don't have to be in college to be successful. You're no better than anybody if you are in college. You're no worse than anybody if you don't go to college. You know, we have to break that stigma. We have to break that if you don't go, you're not going to do shit with your life, you're lazy. We have to break the stigma if you go, like, you know. Like, my thing is, whatever people want to do with their life, let them do it. But you don't have to go to college and be here to be successful. College is definitely not for everybody. It definitely can take a toll on mental health. And it definitely can take a toll on you and, like, how you feel about it and your experience. Like, it's different for everybody. College is what you make it. It's not the easiest thing. But, like, some people do it. But, literally, though, you don't have to fall into what your parents want you to do. Like, I know a lot of people's parents want them to do such and such, be nursing majors, lawyers, all that other stuff. And I'm saying those majors because a lot of, you know, people I've seen on TikTok, their families want them to be in those majors and they just don't want to. Or even hearing personal stories from other people, it's like they just don't want to do that. I like when I hear people talk about stuff they want to do and it's not influenced by something that their parents said or how their parents wanted their life to go. You know, because at the end of the day, it is your life. You, like, nobody should be able to dictate what you want to do or how you're going to maneuver through that. So I would say just do what makes you happy. Even when it comes to support, F it, we ball. That is going to be my mindset, you know, has been my mindset for a minute. Like, if people don't support you, like, even if you know them personally, I wouldn't say necessarily not to take it to heart, but also just be mindful of who's around you, whose support is genuine and stuff. And even if it's people that don't know you, like I said, just be mindful. Like, just do what you love, and that manifests itself really when you put your love into something, even not even just with a business, but like with yourself. When you put your love into something, it really does manifest into something greater. Don't hate me, y'all. This is such awful whim, but I skipped the second to last question because I did. Don't question me at all. Don't question me. As a black woman, do not question me at all. Don't question me. So, like, nah. But for the last question, because I don't want this podcast to be too long, and I just feel like I want to wrap it up. The last question is, what advice would you give to others about consistency, and what would you say about someone who wants to start up an idea or begin a passion but don't truly know how? And I'm just going to read each of them and then give my spill. So the first person said, my best advice is to just start. Make mistakes, because that's how you're going to learn. And for consistency, everyone has their own version. The second person said, advice from me is to research everything before you put it into action. You don't want to start a business only knowing how to do half the stuff you need to know. Research what you need to know first, then put things into action. Also, running your business takes sacrifice with time and money. You have to stay consistent and patient and know what you're doing and have a good running business. You know what you're doing to have a good running business. Sorry. And the last person said, always be attracted to the process more than the results. The process will always help you to maintain more results than you were looking for. It's okay to make mistakes. They help you grow and thrive and be better. And honestly, from all of that, I thought the last response was really interesting. I thought all of them were. I do want to say once again, I appreciate everyone that did participate in this survey. Even though it was only 3 people, it was definitely really insightful. I think when doing these surveys, seeing how everybody takes a question differently and responds to it differently and thinks about it differently, it's interesting, you know, because you have the same question, but you have 3 different brains, 3 different experiences, and you can really learn from other people. So that's why I include these surveys, because it's learning from people. You're never too old or young to learn from anybody. And even with advice, all I'm going to say is from me, and just from this, because I don't really need to give feedback on advice. I definitely agree with all of them. Mistakes. Do not beat yourself up over a mistake. Mistakes are going to happen. Like I said, you're not going to always get it the first time. We are young, okay? We're always learning about ourselves. I'm still learning. I don't have everything figured out. Some people might think I do have everything figured out. I don't. I barely know what I'm doing half the time. Even with school, I have no idea what I'm doing all the time, but I'm doing it. Don't, like, be discouraged by mistakes. I think mistakes are okay, you know? If you keep making mistakes, figure out why, you know? Don't cry about it. Don't sit around and dwell on it like they said. Figure out a game plan. Figure out what you're going to do. Because once you start learning from those mistakes and learning what to change and what to do differently and trying to get different outcomes, you're going to see results, you know? Like, don't be, like, hard on yourself. And even a point I wanted to make with the first person saying the best advice is to just start, I am gonna leave y'all with this. I used to tell myself all the time, I want to do something when I'm ready. My claim to fame was, I'm not ready for it, I want to wait. And with being ready, I want to say in life, you're never gonna be ready. And not to make it dark or anything, but with death, life is gonna hit you with that. You're not gonna be ready for that. Well, having a baby, you're never going to be ready for that, especially if it's unplanned. School, graduating high school, even though I was ready, I wasn't ready because I was like, this feels surreal. About to be done with my freshman year of college. Am I ready for this? I didn't think it would go this fast. With a lot of stuff that happens in life, you are never going to be ready. You're never really going to know what to do or how to handle it, especially if it's life-changing. Little big things, you're never going to be ready to start or do anything, but just do it. And you learn from that along the way. Yes, come up with a game plan and do what you have to do. But in life, we're never truly going to be ready. So you just got to do what you do and make it look good. Put love into it. Be consistent. And really just, like, stay grounded in yourself. So I'm just going to leave you guys with that. And I really hope you enjoyed the episode. I really hope you guys, like, really am able to take this in. This episode might be kind of long, but like, F it, we ball. Like I said, the next episode is going to be about college life and college culture. So I'm going to do a survey on Instagram for that. So look out for that this month. It's definitely not going to be next week, but like, I can't say, but give me time and we'll figure it out. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.